Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're online, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy.
My life and there when she did. I need some practice and make sounds and make the voice sound.
And speaking of another event that's coming up on May 9th, besides our one-year anniversary, here's a little pause for the cause. In case you just tuned in, this is this marvelous radio show.
Taking the Peach City by storm, they are Unbreakable Bloodline. Last seen on the screen from the hit indie horror flick, Cemetery Maggie, UBL will be rocking State Theater in Albany, Georgia, promoting their new album, Anti-Gravity, Saturday night at 8 p.m., featuring Yamadeo and Almost King, Unbreakable Bloodline, live at Culture State Theater in downtown Albany, promoting their new album, Anti-Gravity, It's Out of This World!
Yeah. Unbreakable Bloodline, yes. Yes, give it up for Unbreakable Bloodline. They will be performing tomorrow night at the State Theater in Albany, Georgia, to open up to release their brand new album, Anti-Gravity. Check them out in downtown Albany, Georgia. Check them out. They're going to be rocking it live. As I said before, as was said in the commercial, they were seen in the movie, the horror flick, indie horror flick, Seven Toe Maggie, Legend of Seven Toe Maggie, directed by Joseph Lavender for Black Flag Studios. Hopefully they will be coming out sometime soon this year on DVD, as well as the other movies that are out coming out on DVD, such as Beast Stink that just came out earlier this year. And also, as I might add, which just came out this past Tuesday, the movie Selma, finally. The movie Selma, that is the Oscar-winning Golden Globe Award-winning film, is finally on DVD and Blu-ray. So definitely check that out. You'll be able to see me in the movie. Definitely check it out. I love it. It's the very first time I've been in a movie that went to the movies, went to theaters first before it went straight to DVD. It's the first movie I've been in that actually won a Golden Globe and nominated, as well as winning an Academy Award. So congratulations to the people, cast and crew, and the director of Selma, congratulations to you one more time. Yes. Yes, I just want to say thank you for everyone listening. In case you just listened to us, just stepped into, this is this marvelous radio show brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. It's 5:12 p.m. right now. Getting ready for to be 5:13. I hope you guys been checking out the news. I want to give a shout out to the people over in Oklahoma, the state of Oklahoma. I know they're going through a lot of stuff. I mean, Nepal is going through a lot of things with the recent earthquake that they had earlier this month. And I know they're going through a lot of stuff. Well, actually, the end of April, actually. And there's been over 7,500 people that were killed, less than the people who were killed in Haiti. I guess it's probably a miracle of something that magnitude, which was more powerful than the one that hit Haiti, killed less people, actually. I mean, that is definitely a miracle. I mean, you know, hopefully they will be able to overcome this. They recently, according to the news, they had a candlelight vigil. Well, people around the world have some candlelight vigils for those who suffered in Nepal. Even some students from Nepal, if I'm not mistaken, they had one sometime yesterday, I think a few days ago, in Washington Park or something like that. It was somewhere near downtown Macon, or somewhere adjacent to it. And some Nepalese students were giving their condolences to people who suffered and died. And I think and they gave their prayers to their families who are still alive, thank goodness. And hopefully they'll find some refuge, because there've been at least over a million people that are without shelter right now. So definitely need to give them a shout out for that, and also give a shout out, you know, to the people over the state of Oklahoma that's been going through a lot of tornadoes, because you know this is tornado season and hurricane season seem to go hand in hand with each other. because it's right about this time. It's not necessarily tornado. Well, it is tornado season, I guess you might say. But technically, hurricane season doesn't start until June the 1st, okay? So June 1st of every year. And it's and hurricane season is between from June 1st to November 30th. So it's between June and December, really. So you have 6 months of potential hurricanes coming up, coming soon this year. And, well, every year pretty much. There's a tropical storm, by the way, that is coming to the shores of from the eastern coast as we speak, as a matter of fact. But luckily in Macon, living in the central Georgia, the dead center heart of Georgia, literally and figuratively speaking, geographically, we're not going to get the brunt of it, thank goodness. But we will get some showers, so make no mistake, we're going to get some showers. As a matter of fact, while I'm here, I might as well go ahead and get into the rain, the weather situation that we have right now. It's 87 degrees right now. It's 5:16 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time in Macon, Georgia. And for our Central Georgia listeners, it's 87 degrees right now with a high of 88 and a low of 63. Saturday and Sunday is somewhat questionable. It will be some sun. It will be some sun. It has to be some sun because it's going to be much warmer for tomorrow and Sunday, because tomorrow, Saturday, is going to be 91. The high is going to be 91 with a low of 64. And Sunday, on Mother's Day, is going to be 92 degrees for the high and the low 67 degrees. With a possible chance of showers, you know, due to the tropical storm that's coming up right now this weekend. And I know, especially for Mother's Day, not to say not say anything bad about it, but we do know 7 years ago there was a heinous tornado. Speaking of tornadoes, I hope, and this is for, I mean, Oklahoma, the people of Oklahoma, I hope you're being safe, and you know, you're all of us from the It's Marvelous Radio Show, you're in our prayers and in our thoughts, as well as the people, as you're in our thoughts as the people in Nepal. Been, you know, Oklahoma, they had 30 tornadoes, I think, this past week, just in this week alone. There's some serious thunderstorms, serious weather going on. And speaking of which, 7 years ago, Macon went through a really bad tornado. I think it was during the Mother's Day weekend, as a matter of fact. 7 years ago this weekend, we had a terrible tornado, a terrible storm. It was the people call it the Mother's Day tornado of 2008. And as a matter of fact, I had a couple of trees that pretty much fell down on my yard. As a matter of fact, as I'm sitting right now in my office, there was a huge tree branch that actually fell down and knocked a hole in the ceiling. And a big part of the tree actually knocked out the ceiling. And it took about practically a year and a half, about a year, a little over a year just to get it fixed, you know, get the insurance and all that stuff to get it, you know, situated and everything. And a lot of stuff that, I mean, just to get it done. Granted, I moved in like 2 years later. This was 2008. This was like a year before my dad died, and I didn't move in until January 2010. So I've been living here for almost five and a half years, and it's beautiful and it's still standing. I'm very, very fortunate. It's a blessing just to have it still standing. And you know, what can I say, man? I'm very fortunate and very, very blessed to have your own house, have my own house and stuff, residence. I mean, there's nothing like it, man. There's nothing like it. Well, speaking of enough of this rambling, let me go get into the juicy news right now. Now, as we know, the people over in New York City are paying their condolences and having a funeral for New York police officer Ryan Moore, 25, who was 25 years old, who was killed last week by a suspect. I have some news about it that there was a gun stolen in Perry, Georgia, from our neck of the woods, my home state of Georgia, was used to kill a New York City police officer. And this was 2 days ago in Perry, Georgia, that Perry Police has released a surveillance video from the October 2011 burglary at Little Bait and Tackle and Pawn Shop. And the officer said that two people took 23 guns and have never been caught. Now, the investigators had traced the serial number from a gun used to kill New York police officer Brian Moore, age 25, last week, into one stolen from the store in Perry. In the video, two people smash their way into the store, break glass cases to steal guns, and run away. Now, 2 days ago, in New York City, photos of first responders are being displayed in their memory. So that has been a lot. So really, tracing the guns, that's why it's a federal crime to kill somebody or run guns, and that because especially if they do something like kill someone, especially someone from another state. I mean, it's heinous out there. It's really heinous. Some other news, I guess you know, that also have some other news stories that Prince William and Princess Kate had their child earlier this week. She was just born, actually this last week, I should say. And they had her name, they finally given her name right now, and her name, and actually I got two out of three, but they were going to give her name. Her name is Charlotte Elizabeth Diana, is the name of the new daughter of Princess William and Princess Kate. They already, she was given a name earlier this week. I said they didn't give her a name this past weekend, but they were going to give it to her earlier this weekend. They did, and congratulations to Prince William and Princess Kate. Congratulations on the name of your new little girl. Yeah. And, of course, I said they're going to pick Charlotte Diana, but I didn't think they were going to pick Elizabeth, too, so that was kind of... So I did have two out of three. Even though her great-grandmother is Elizabeth, and she has a great-great-grandmother also named Elizabeth. But obviously she got the name Elizabeth because of her great-grandmother, Queen Elizabeth II, and her great-great-grandmother, who's also named Elizabeth. And Charlotte, obviously, is the feminine version of her grandfather, Prince Charles. So they just got the female version of Charles, so Charlotte right there. And Diana, obviously, is the name of her grandmother, her late grandmother, Princess Diana, the mother of Prince William and Prince Harry. She was born, she weighed 8 pounds and 3 ounces from birth. Wow. So she was 3 ounces heavier than my little baby nephew, Nolan, who's a couple of months older than she is. So I'm just saying, you know, I'm not trying to make fun or anything, but, you know, hey, she's going to be a cute little baby. I think she's going to be, and if I ever get to England, it'll be really cool if I can get my little baby nephew, Nolan, a play date with Charlotte Elizabeth Diana. I mean, it could happen. Hey, wishful thinking, okay? I'm just saying. It can happen, buddy. It can happen, people. Just saying, you know. And so, just already invented a name for, you know, Charlotte Elizabeth Diana. So I just want to say congratulations, Sadie. You're a week old. Hope you're having a good time in Buckingham Palace, I guess. And I hope George, your older brother George, is a good big brother to you. So congratulations, Sadie. That's my nickname. I coined the phrase. I said it first. You heard it first on Blog Talk Radio. Sadie, that's my new nickname that I gave to Charlotte Elizabeth Diana. I don't know if it'll be able to catch on, but I hope it does. So Sadie, congratulations. Welcome to the world. Sadie, S-E-D-D-I-E or S-E-D-D-Y, whatever way you want to spell it. Welcome to the world, Sadie. Welcome to the world. And, well, of course, there's a lot of things going on in May 8th, today, May 8th. This is also the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II ending in Europe. This is VE Day. Those who don't know about it, those who don't know or haven't studied it, VE Day means victory in Europe, which meant that the end of World War II ended in Europe 70 years ago today. Germany surrendered. Germany and its Axis allies surrendered to the United States and Britain and the rest of their allies on this day, 70 years ago, May 8th. And actually, technically, it was May 7th, but it's observed on May 8th. They got together. They went off their little, we quit on May 7th, which was basically eight days after German dictator Adolf Hitler and his wife, Eva Braun, committed suicide. And since they committed suicide, they're like, well, I don't know why we're struggling, because they're already losing it, and the Soviet Union was closing in on them. It's like, look, let's go ahead and just end this war, because I know a lot of German people probably who were just, you know, dumbfounded, just really feel, I think they really feel bad about it now, considering that the dude that actually got him in the war in the first place wasn't really from Germany. He just happened to be from Austria, if you can think about it. I mean, that's kind of bad. It's terrible. He just tricked them into getting them into war because they were in debt, and he was in debt, and just because they spoke the same language, he basically got him in a great big mess, huge mess. This cost billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars. In fact, probably even almost $1 trillion, probably by our standards. But I'm glad it's been 70 years since since World War II ended, at least in Europe. And that means that the only thing that the end of war would be, this is the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II altogether. It ended in Europe in May 8th, 1945, and they will have VJ Day, which will be a couple of months from now. That will be, I think it's September 2nd. Yeah, September 2nd. September 1st, September 2nd of this year. So that will be the 7th anniversary of VJ Day, which when Japan surrendered, ending World War II completely. In the Japanese theater, and ending it completely. So that's your little history lesson for right now. And I just want to say, 70 years ago today, World War II ended in Europe. And, of course, 2 days ago, May 6th, my friend's 53rd birthday. Of course, I'm talking to my late great friend, Jose Martinez. He was a great guy. He was an outspoken guy, but he spoke from his heart. He was very short in stature, but he didn't let his height stop him from saying what he had to say and saying what he felt. And I definitely give him many kudos. He was a walking, living, breathing example of this. You know the old saying, he was, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog. He was a living, breathing example of that. And maybe that's because his dad was a boxer, but who knows, man? Who knows? It's probably maybe a lot of things. Which is kind of ironic, considering that he hated sports. I don't think he hated sports. I mean, I think he respected it. I don't think he was a fanatic of it. You know, like many other people, he didn't wear the funny hats or the foam, you know, we're number one fingers or anything like that. But he had respect for it. I mean, he had to. I mean, his dad was a boxer, and you know, and being from New York, he loved the Brooklyn Dodgers, and he loved the Mets, and he loved the Yankees. So he loves. He had much love for his hometown, New York City, especially from his Brooklyn borough, Brooklyn Borough, and borough, I guess, is kind of like a fancy word for, like, county, you know, like we have Bibb County, that would be like a Bibb Borough, I guess, so to speak. And if, and say you're in New Orleans, you don't have counties, you have parishes. And I guess New York, they don't have counties, they have boroughs. I guess that's a fancy way of saying, you know, county. But I want to go ahead and play something from Irving to end the show. It's 5:30. I hope you all enjoyed listening to me and enjoying our show. Please check us out every Monday, I mean, excuse me, every Friday. Every Friday at 5 p.m. and every Saturday afternoon and then Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. or otherwise notice ahead of time. Unless we're usually on Fridays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays at 3 p.m. and also Sundays at 3 p.m. Or check us whenever we have a notice, give you a notice in advance. Be sure to check us out. And I have the info. It's been almost a year. Little over a year, almost a year and a half since Irving has gone and passed away. I wish he would have stayed a little bit longer just to see the progress Macon has come along. And anyway, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for making it possible to work with you. I mean, I didn't get a chance to say it, or at least I didn't say it as much, though, but I have to say that it was a pleasure working with the guy. It made me, working with him made me become more certain and speaking my mind as well. So I didn't think I could be a host of a radio show, truth be told, 3 years ago until Ant and Irving got me into it, and Ed Einbinder as well. Just want to say thank you for giving me a chance, and thank you for listening to us, and hope you all listen to me, and especially upcoming broadcast as well, of course. This weekend is the first-year anniversary. Tomorrow will be our one-year anniversary, so I'll try to find some type of celebration music. And I'm just going to go ahead and close with a press conference that Irving, my late friend Irving Martinez, had when we were still hosting the Morning Roast Show on Blog TV and Vaughn Live TV. It was really good. He was running for office, and he was ready. And this was around the time. This was shortly after the shooting of Sammy Davis, Junebug Jr. Anyway, until next time, on behalf of Marvell Ivory, the namesake of the show, this is the D-Man, Derek Barrett, here wishing you a wonderful and marvelous Friday. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care. And here's Irv and his Irving Martinez in his press conference.
Hey, good morning. My name is Irving Martinez, and I am running for Macon Big Town Commissioner because I have another stretching. I'm this man. Our city is. Let that be known to say, I do not blame anyone in particular. But as a whole, Macon's leadership is failing miserable. To underestimate the impact on the city life is blind to the mere facts that are out there. Our city needs love and care, which it has not received in many years. Our streets are filled with crime. Our children are in failing schools, and drugs are just about everywhere. Our mayor is more concerned with cherry blossoms than attending to his police force, which is now being exposed for its incompetence and abuse of power. City Council has done nothing about the pressing issues other than to be more concerned about remaining in office. The hypocrisy in this city that reigns supreme, which has possibly caused many lives to be lost, especially our children's lives, has impacted our city and still does so today. Why would I say such a thing? you might ask, because the sun lays there and is absent. On Sammy Davis Jr.'s case, they should have paid for him, yet none were available. Clayton Sutton, with an appalling, ridiculously, absolutely agonizing record, receives awards and does not lose his job, though now he has been cleared of any wrongdoing. Just Sims gets drunk twice and gets escorted home. Police are now handcuffing the 8-year-old kids in order to scare them into submission. Police steps of youth, sexual, fighting, brawling in local houses is being overlooked. Mental health is an issue at the LC, where the jail is filled with young people distributing medicine to each other and only sell it to each other for chips and cake. Drug abuse is going on right under their noses. Incompetent police, incompetent corrections, incompetence, incompetence seems like it's everywhere. What can be done since, all as commissioner, I'm going to have a limited amount of authority? My friends, let me be clear once again. I will not allow for this kind of abuse of power from within or anyone else to corrupt our system of justice, commerce, business, and the like. I will expose it anywhere it goes and bring justice to them. The process has to be respected. And I expect lots of support from my colleagues with no hypocrisy, no backbiting, no dissension, no politics, no minding. None of that will ever be tolerated from me. As my mother would say, you have no hands on your tongue, son, so speak up. Thank you.
Rest in peace, Irving. This is Marvelous Radio Show. Take care, everyone, and have a marvelous day.